While Mail ups the anti-CWU fights back, escalation necessary. Socialist Party members in CWU, we have seen a major escalation of the dispute by Royal Mail. On the 22nd of September, the Royal Mail CEO met with Senior Communication Workers Union, CWU, negotiators. Instead of seeking meaningful negotiations, as the meeting started, it became apparent that the boss was only there to serve notice on the CWU of Royal Mail's intention to withdraw from various national agreements. With these changes, it's clear that Royal Mail are trying to derecognize the CWU as the union which represents the interests of Royal Mail workers. They aim to move from the CWU representing members in negotiation to only being consulted on any changes. Withdrawing from agreements, these changes include major attacks on our terms and conditions. Withdrawing from the legal and binding part of the agenda for growth will allow them to push ahead with changes without agreement with the CWU. This could include start times, finishing times, and flexible working, with no set hours on any given day. This will begin on the 22nd of October. From the 21st of October, they will also introduce trials of new technology without any agreement with the CWU. The existing attendance procedure will be replaced, so they can fast-track dismissal cases, including issuing warnings automatically, and without the right to representation. The current industrial relation framework is to be replaced, stripping out 2 levels of representation, taking out a huge layer of experienced CWU officials who currently support the local levels. This is a blatant attack on union organization. They have also served 12 months' notice that they will withdraw the agreement whereby members' union subscriptions are taken directly through the pay system. Serious. These are clearly extremely serious developments. 115,000 CWU members in Royal Mail are on strike on the 30th of September and the 1st of October, with the postal executive meeting as we go to press. It is clear an acceleration of strike action is now required. A call must also be made to the Tuck and Hold trade union movement to come to the support of the CWU, including financial support. We need a strike solidarity fund. 40,000 workers in BT will strike again in their battle over pay cuts on 4 days in October. 6, 10, 20, and 24. The action includes BT Group's 999 emergency call handlers. CWU General Secretary Dave Ward said, "This dispute is modern Britain in a nutshell. Lives are at risk because a company's top brass won't listen to workers